We now bring this tour of the exhibition to a close with a rather surprising section dedicated to Picasso's presence in popular music. We invite you to stop in front of each monitor and enjoy these unexpected audio tracks, many of which you may not have heard before. The music ranges from the French chanson genre, with effervescent pieces such as the 1957 Tango Picasso, sung by Joe Mutte and his orchestra, to the definitive version of the jazz number titled Picasso, a meandering, inspired and highly nuanced 4-minute piece for tenor saxophone that was recorded by John Coltrane, following an incredible 12 hours of rehearsals. Other musical surprises include the tango that Astor Piazzolla dedicated to the great artist in 1955, and the songs in the reggaeton and hip-hop genres, one of which features a humorous battle rap between Picasso and the artist and television personality Bob Ross. Also of note are the flamenco songs, which include iconic performances by Enrique Morente and Diego El Cigala. Some of the most interesting recordings can be found in the section on rock and pop music. Standout pieces include the K-pop song by the Korean band SHINee, the song that was dedicated to Picasso by the band Modern Lovers in 1972, when the artist was still alive, the homage to Picasso performed by David Bowie in 2003, the fantastical 1982 song Picasso Visits the Planet of the Apes by Adam and the Ants, and Picasso's last words, Drink to Me, a classic song by Paul McCartney and Wings that has an intriguing backstory. Picasso's last words, Drink to Me, was recorded in September and October of 1973. In an interview on British television, McCartney recounted the story of how he was on holiday in Jamaica and gate-crashed the set of the movie Papillon in order to meet Dustin Hoffman and Steve McQueen. Hoffman and McCartney later had dinner, and McCartney started strumming on a guitar. Hoffman refused to believe that McCartney could make up a song about just anything, and challenged him by picking up a magazine and choosing a topic from its pages. The article chosen was about the death of Picasso and his alleged last words, which were, "Drink to me, drink to my health. You know I can't drink anymore." In front of Hoffman, McCartney demonstrated his talent by improvising an initial version of the song, complete with lyrics and music. The grand old painter died last night, his paintings on the wall. Before he went, he bade us well and said good night to us all. Drink to me, drink to my health, you know I can't drink any more. Drink to me, drink to my health, you know I can't drink any more. 3 o'clock in the morning, I'm getting ready for bed. It came without a warning, but I'll be waiting for you, baby. I'll be waiting for you there. So drink to me, drink to my health. You know I can't drink any more. Drink to me, drink to my health. You know I can't drink any more. The audio tour of this exhibition dedicated to the image of Picasso ends here. We hope you have enjoyed your visit, and we look forward to seeing you again very soon. Please remember to return your audio guide to the front desk. Thank you very much.